Leviticus 25, verse number 8. The Bible says, thou shalt number 7 Sabbaths of years unto thee. 7 times 7 years. The space of the 7 Sabbaths of years shall be unto thee 49 years. Then shalt thou cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month, in the Day of Atonement, shall you make the trumpet sound throughout all your land. And ye shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. It shall be a jubilee unto you, and ye shall return every man to his possession, and ye shall return every man to his family. The 50th year, and as we celebrate 50 years of Capitol Heights and ministry here, and we look to the Bible to understand what the Jubilee or that 50th year was in the Word of God. Last week, in fact, was the Jewish New Year. It was the Feast of Trumpets. I had friends that called and said, Pastor, do you think Jesus is coming on the Feast of Trumpets? Well, it would have been great, but we didn't do that. He didn't do that. And so the Feast of Trumpets was held, the New Year, the Jewish celebration, and that ended the 6th of the 7 Sabbaths of years, which means that we have now entered into the 7th Sabbath cycle of years according to this scripture, which means in 7 years from last week will be the Jewish Jubilee, or the biblical Jubilee. And so there are some who are really looking forward to the idea that Jesus is going to return in Jubilee in 7 years. I love that. Only have one problem with that. If you're waiting for him to come in 7 years, you won't be ready if he comes today. In fact, Jesus said, in an hour which you know not, and you think not to look, the master returns. And he talked about the servants of that master, and they weren't ready, and all the things they did. But I'm looking forward to it. Maybe he'll come today. Maybe he'll come in 2029 at the Jubilee of the Bible. I don't know. But we better be ready for him right now. And it also means that we need to be sharing the gospel. I'm so thankful for this church, this lighthouse to the community, this anchor in the community that shows the gospel, shares the gospel, preaches the Word of God in this community. Now, I say in this community, but we have people who come from Wakulla, Cairo, Jefferson, and even Fanlu. But I'm thankful that, you know, in that reach of St. Teresa, right? Is that where you live, Sister Mark? Carabel? Okay, formally Carabel. So, but we're reaching, you know, but those are our people. And so it's not just a community church. It's got far-reaching ministry. And I'm thankful for that, not to mention what we do online, reaching around the world, really. But as we celebrate 50 years of this ministry, what is Jubilee? What does it mean? Well, you see, in the years leading up to that Jubilee, there were some things you could do. See, in Israel, you couldn't sell land. The land, number one, it belongs to God, but then it was an inheritance to the family. But see, I could go to someone, I could go to Brother Sonny, and I could say, Brother Sonny, will you sell me your land? Well, he knew that if I bought his land, that in Jubilee, it returns to him anyway. And so calculating out, he'll say, well, let's see, he'll have it for 7 years, and so I'll sell it to you for so much. It's prorated according to the 50 years. Because in that 50th year, it goes back, no matter what. It goes back to that family, and it stays in that family forever. That was the plan. That's the way God designed it. But that 50th year, if you'll notice in verse number 10, he said, proclaim liberty. You know what we preach? You know what we believe? We believe that everyone is born with free will. We believe that everyone has the opportunity to make all the decisions on our own that we want. And we also have the consequences of those decisions. But for someone who puts their faith in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, who accepts the forgiveness of the Almighty, that our sins are forgiven, and the final consequence of hell is erased. I understand that if I make bad decisions, we talked a little bit about that Wednesday night. I was walking out in a pond the other day and was about one step from stepping on top of an alligator. And my friend said, did you pray? And I said, you know, if you pray something on that, the Lord says, what were you doing in the pond stepping on alligators? And we are not free from the consequences of our decisions, of our actions, of our words. But the eternal consequence of salvation in Jesus Christ can be ours. Our sins washed away. Unless we reject God. If we reject Jesus as our Savior, then we do not have the liberty of our sins washed away, being free in Christ. He said, proclaim liberty. We ought to be preaching that. In our 50 years, we ought to be preaching freedom, liberty. He also says in verse number 10 that the land shall be returned. You shall return every man to his possession. You shall return every man to his family. There is a restoration or a return. Land and possessions, let's say I borrowed Brother Ronnie's wheelbarrow, and I didn't, but let's say I did. Well, see, in that 50th year, he's not supposed to have to come ask for it. In that 50th year, I'm just supposed to say, oh, this is yours. And wouldn't it be nice if people were to return stuff they borrowed, right? And so that was part of that 50th year, that Jubilee, is they're supposed to give back what's not theirs. They're supposed to return or restore that which they borrowed. Let me tell you, it's time for us to return to God. It's time for us to be restored unto the Father, to have our hearts totally surrendered, to be totally committed to Him, to give our lives to Him. You know what the Bible says? Ye are not your own. You're bought with a price. You see, my sins are washed away because Jesus died for my sins. So now I belong to the Father. And so on this Jubilee celebration, let us give ourselves to the one who we belong to. Let us give ourselves to God. Let's surrender and devote ourselves to God. And also, on the other hand, is letting go. You know, I borrowed that wheelbarrow from Brother Ronnie, and I used it all over my yard and did whatever I needed to do. And then I'm reminded it's Jubilee, and I've got to return that to the person that actually owns it. You know, I have to have the attitude, I've got to let this go. You know, there's a lot of things in our lives we don't want to let go of. They don't belong in our lives. They don't belong to us. We don't need them. A lot of those things are contrary to what we do need. They're contrary to God's will for our lives and God's purpose in our lives. And in this Jubilee celebration, let us let go of it. Let us return that stuff where it belongs. Some of it belongs in hell. Some of it belongs to the devil. And let's let go of that stuff. Guys, we've been hanging on to things that are dragging us down and killing us and destroying our families and destroying our lives. Let go of it. That's what Jubilee is about. Letting go, releasing. And so let's release it today. He says also in verse 10, return every man to his family. You know, imagine, if you will, a person who is so in debt that they have to sell everything they own. In fact, because they want to feed themselves, they have to commit themselves as servants to another. So they're slaves. They are servants, indebted servants. Does that sound like sin in our lives? The sin that's got us so controlled and we don't seem to be able to find a way out. And so what happened? Well, we call it addiction, but really what happens is it owns us. That's what addiction is. It owns us. Hey,
In Jubilee, guess what happens? In Jubilee, you get to go back. You get to be free from your slavery. You get to be free from that servanthood. You've had to sell all your land and all your possessions, but in Jubilee, guess what? You get it all back. You get all that stuff back. You get a new start. You get a new beginning. Guys, that's what it is to be saved. A whole new beginning. Our lives restored. Again, we are not our own. We are bought with a price. We belong to God. But He loves us and He takes care of us and He forgives us. And that's what Jubilee is. Every man returning to his family. Slaves set free, forgiving the debts. And it represents everything we find in Christ. In fact, in verse number 11, he said, in Jubilee, that 50th year, ye shall not sow, neither reap that which groweth of itself in it, nor gather the grapes in it of thy vine undressed. For it is the Jubilee, it shall be holy unto you. Ye shall eat the increase thereof out of the field. You see, in that 50th year, they weren't supposed to work. How many of you like that idea? They weren't supposed to work that 50th year. You know why? Because they're supposed to spend that whole year holy, seeking, serving, loving, worshiping God. He said, don't go out there and plant seeds. Don't go in there and gather from the field. He said, if you get hungry, go out in the field and grab your grape. But don't you go out there and harvest it all. We're not selling anything. Everything's been restored to everybody. And this year is a rest from our struggle. I know salvation does not bring us absolute rest, does it? He said, boy, if you just get saved, your life will be great. You won't have any troubles. Does anybody believe that? It's not true. I've heard people preach stuff like that. It's not true. We still have struggles in our Christianity. But the Jubilee is for rest. Could I encourage you today to take your burdens and give them to the Lord and say, Lord, will you help me carry this? In fact, Jesus said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. I will give you rest. It's a hard life, isn't it? Lots of things that happen that we weren't ready for and that we're not ready for and we're never going to be ready for. You know, looking at what's going on in Southwest Florida and that recovery, and again, all across the state, you could be as prepared as you can. If that thing had come here, it wouldn't have mattered what we'd have done. We'd have still been in crisis, just as they are. I'm sure they were as ready as they could be. Life can be hard. That rest and that peace comes from putting our faith in God, trusting that He has a plan, that He's going to work all things together for good to those that love God and are the called according to His purpose. So let's proclaim liberty. Restore our trust in God. Let things go that are hindering God's purpose in us and accept forgiveness. But especially in this Jubilee, to extend forgiveness. Because that's what Jubilee is. Let's stand.